The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now we want to turn to the question of working from home. Remote work has become part of the norm since the pandemic. The positives are often discussed, not having to commute, early mornings, late evenings, being able to work from the comfort of your own home. However, and while many employers want people to get back to the workplace and get back to the office, some people find remote working is isolating and difficult to manage. Niamh Delmar is a chartered registered counselling psychologist, and she joins us to discuss some of the potential negative mental health impacts of remote working. Welcome to the programme, Niamh. Thank you for joining us. Tell me, I thought this was great for parenting, Netflix, you know, pyjama days. You tell me there's some negatives attached to it.
Good morning, Ivan. Yeah, it's not quite the golden egg that it was at the beginning. And, you know, it's wearing thin, not for everybody, but for a lot of people, especially if it's fully remote. Social isolation. You know, many people have made friends in the workplace, and for some, it might be their only opportunity to interact. And there's now a situation where especially younger people are seeing more tech than real people. Especially if they're new to the workplace or they're launching into adulthood, you can pick up so many skills on the job that you can't when you're sitting in your pajamas at home in the bedroom. So there can be also communication barriers as well, and that lack of integration fully into a team and the organisation.
So talk to me about some of the downsides insofar as could people get depressed? You know, I mean, surely after the work hours, they can go for a walk or do whatever they want to do, as anyone would do. I mean, like, I remain to be convinced if they're not still trying it on.
Yeah, I think, you know, people really need to be proactive about what they are doing if they're fully remote. But again, personality comes into it. If somebody is very extroverted, that may not suit them. And some people are more introverted and often say that a job gave them huge confidence. You know, the casual chats on the break, the passing each other by, you know, all of that comes into play. And again, it's great if somebody has lots of space and they might have a separate room or they have an office in the back garden or a pod or something. Not everybody has that. You know, they might be stuck up in a bedroom. The kids can't go near the door. The silence, you know, is created around the house. Everything is stifled a bit. It's difficulty, you know, with having visitors over. So, you know, there are a lot of drawbacks on it. And also for some people, they're very self-disciplined. They can motivate themselves. But other people need to be in connection with others to feel motivated.
Okay, well, I'll come on to the advice that you might give people. But I put it to you that my understanding of this, it's an employer versus employee conflict. The employers want them to get back to work. Some of the tech firms have estimated that there's a drop in productivity of 25%. Big row, Department of Social Protection. They asked them to do one day a week and they said no. And the unions are fighting the issue. Seven cases went before the Worker Relations Commission. In fact, all found in favour of the employers. Have I got that wrong? Are you saying that, you know, people who are working from home don't love it?
No. Fully remote doesn't suit everybody, and we can't have a blanket approach, and mandates don't work. And this is the problem when, you know, organisations have a blanket approach, whereas if people talk and they have personalised conversations with people, they'll find out more and they'll get to agreements better. It can be very difficult to keep the boundaries between work and personal life at home. And many people will say to me, they're actually find they're working more at home because they're trying to prove themselves all the time. Look, I can do it. It's good. You know, I'm able to do this. But I think there needs to be more personalized conversations and support between employers and employees so we don't have this big wedge, because they'll find if they do it that way, they'll be able to give more support to the people that are working from home and more maybe in-house social interactions and meetups. And that will solve that problem. Or, you know, have something like a hybrid option for it. But we also can pick up problems sometimes easier in real life than you can on screen. So, you know, for some people that might be struggling, they might be more inclined to talk to somebody ad hoc that's near them and with proximity rather than, you know, on a screen. So we need to look at the individualized needs of the employees as well as the physical ones as well, and know where they're working from and be more involved, I think, with what's going on at home and what individual needs are.
Yeah, I get the point. Like, say I get home tonight at 9:30 and I could have 30 emails, which I would have dealt with if I was at home today.
Exactly.
And I love sending people emails at 5:30 in the morning or 11 o'clock at night, because they know then I'm on and I expect you to be on at the same time. But people find that oppressive. While it suits some people to be sort of ambidextrous when it comes to hours, you do lose track of any 9-to-5 or any discipline. So if someone is feeling all the symptoms you say, depressed, isolated, lonely, what advice would you give them?
I think they need to link in with their employer a bit more and look at what would help with that. You know, what system is going to help their working environment? Also, how are they going to get their social fix? Can they get it outside work? Can they join up more things? Can they meet up with colleagues outside? Can they arrange to do that? But to really, you know, be proactive about boundaries as well, a designated space. Get dressed in the morning, get up, don't be on all the time. You know, don't feel that you constantly have to prove yourself to your employer. You know, you do your work, you do your job, you get what's done, but you don't have to be up at 11 o'clock at night proving that you're still doing everything. And try not to be using breaks. You know, people in the workplace, it's amazing how many breaks they will take when you actually look at it in the research, whereas people at home tend to go into these blisters without taking them, or on the breaks they're doing the washing, or they're doing something with the kids or whatever it might be. But to take breaks and get outside, because when you're on screen again, digital health is really important. It's not good for our brains to be there on the screen all the time and maybe taking a break and then scrolling on Instagram or something. You know, so really that digital health is so important for your well-being and for your brain.
Is there any particular aspect for parenting and working from home?
That's a huge one as well, because again, people felt at the beginning that they could do that, but it is causing a little bit of difficulty. If kids come in, they're doing the homework, you're still working on your laptop, you know, so you're not there, you know, you're not there with them. So we may feel we are, but we're not. We're on the laptop, there's deadlines to be met. So, they're just there in person, but they're not getting that connection with the parents that they would do. You know, and then the parents can feel the stress of that. Oh, God, I should be with them. Or what are they doing? And they're in and out. Are they getting disturbed? Are they getting asked questions? And this kind of can create a bit of tension between the parent and child relationship as well.
Okay, so overall, you're really saying different strokes for different folks. Some people absolutely love it, but really to have a proper dialogue with your employer. And the other factor is that in terms of promotion, out of sight is out of mind. The people who hang around are probably more likely to get promoted.
That's a really good point, because you can build up a face-to-face, in-person relationship, just the way it is in the real world in other aspects of our lives. It's going to be different when we meet up a friend in person than people were meeting with people on Zoom like they had to during the pandemic, and that wore thin as well. You know, people were like, no, that's not going to do it for me. I need to see my friend in person. So it's the same, you know, you build up a rapport, you build up, you know, the whole picture is there, the body language, the chat, the talking, the proximity. So the more proximity we have, the better the interaction.
Mm. No, and that isn't to say that people who turn up in the office can't be slackers either. The amount of people who spend time in the kitchen and the coffee and catching up and having cigarette breaks, I mean, the discipline of work has gone. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to Niamh Delamer, Chartered Registered Counselling Psychologist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.